Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With the 11th pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the New York Jets select Olu Fashanu, tackle, Penn State.
And those Jet fans should be happier than they look. He's 6'6", 312.
Welcome to Jets Overtime. Our draft special is presented by Duncan, Eric Allen, and Brian Baldinger here at One Jets Drive. Well, the New York Jets get their 2024 NFL draft underway with Olu Fashanu out of Penn State. It comes after a trade, a savvy move from my eyes. Joe Douglas moving back one spot and taking the big tackle out of Penn State.
And look, I mean, Olu is a guy that we had talked about in all the pre-draft specials. He has been an exceptional left tackle at Penn State. He comes with a strong resume. He could have come out last year. He stayed. He got another year under his belt. He got better. This is a pick that isn't the sexiest pick for Jet fans, but it's a great insurance policy, especially with the injuries they've had on the offensive line over the last few years with a 40-year-old quarterback. The long-term health of this team is better with Olu being an anchor on this offensive line. And at some point, he's going to play, whether he starts right away or not. They've got a guy that can anchor the way he did at Penn State the last few years, and I think it's a smart pick, and I think it makes his team better because the depth just got a lot better.
Baldy, you've been saying it for a long time. The pro comparison you had for Olu was Tyron Smith. Now he enters a building here where Tyron Smith joined the Jets in the offseason as well.
I couldn't help it. I remember studying Tyron Smith when he came out of USC, and I remember just how strong he was, how he anchored, and then I watched him develop in Dallas. And so I've seen his whole career. He's been a two-time first-team All-Pro in this business. And then when I watched Olu, I'm like, this is how Olu plays. Like, Olu plays the way Tyron played at USC, coming out, and then at Dallas. And so I think, you know, you look, he gave up. No sacks allowed. Like, he's just a rock, and he knows how to drop an anchor. He knows how to, like, get physical with you. He's got what you need at this position. We said it was going to be a great draft for offensive tackles, and Olu was right up there amongst the best, and they got one of the best.
What did you think about the options available to Joe Douglas at the time the Jets initially went on the clock at number 10 overall?
Well, I thought Fuaga was certainly in play.
Yep.
He's been a right tackle at Oregon State, and I think he has the ability to play some guard if you wanted to get value for him. Olu, I thought, was just, you know, they're harder to find at left tackle. He's been the left tackle at Penn State. We knew he was an elite player coming into this college football season.
Yep.
And all I did was see him. The thing that is difficult to understand sometimes is how consistent he's been. And that's what you're looking for. You're looking for a guy whose set is the same, week in, week out, drive in, drive out, fourth quarter, first quarter. You're looking at a consistency of how he plays the game. And it's a very high level of of play right here.
The bottom line is Joe Douglas has emphasized the offensive line since he stepped into his role. Last year, unfortunately, this team was decimated by injuries up front, Baldy. You're talking about 13 different starting combinations. Now you go out this offseason, not only add Tyron Smith, you trade for Morgan Moses, and then you bring one of the top offensive line prospects in this draft. He becomes the second tackle off the board this weekend, Thursday night, as Joe Alt goes to the L.A. Chargers for that number five overall selection.
Yeah, no, look, this is a smart move. It's just a smart move for this team, not just for this year. And they can still be all in this year. But this is a player that I'm not saying that he can't even win a job. If they allow him to compete, he might win the job. You want your best five out there. But they don't have to throw him out there. They can just develop and work with him, get him used to the system right here, get him used to the NFL. Just think about who he's going up against every day in practice.
Yes.
You just think he's going up against Jermaine. He's going against Hassan. He's going to get tested in practice as much as he is in any scrimmage, any game early on right now. So I think what he's going to see in practice on this Jets team is going to only sharpen him very quickly when you start training camp.
All right, this guy's excited. You are watching Jets Overtime. Our draft special is presented by Duncan. Now speaking of the newest Jet, here's Caroline Hendershot with a special guest.
Here with the newest New York Jet, Olu Fashanu. Olu, taken at number 11, how does it feel to be a New York Jet?
Man, the feeling is just indescribable. During this entire process, I wanted to keep it quiet about the team I wanted to go to the most, but honestly, it's always been the Jets from day one, especially after the combine, getting an opportunity to visit with the entire staff, Mr. Douglas, Coach Sala, Coach Carter, all of them. It was a great visit, and after that visit, I knew this was the place I wanted to be, and thankfully, this is the place.
What were some of those pre-draft conversations like? What did the Jets staff tell you why they wanted you?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I like to think I'm a great player on the field, but I think it was also off the field characteristics, just a great locker room guy, a guy that's going to be the same person day in and day out, a guy that's going to come into the facilities, work their tail off, and try to get not only themselves, but the entire team better every day.
You're going to be learning from another left tackle on the Jets roster in Tyron Smith. What does that mean to you, and how do you think he can enhance your game?
It's perfect. I mean, honestly, it feels like I'm in a fairy tale. Tyron Smith, he's my first football inspiration. Just from the days I started playing O-line, he was the first person I started really watching film on as a tackle and a left tackle. And for me to have the opportunity to really learn from him, ask him any tips, questions, advice, means the world.
Not only are you going to be learning from that legend, you're going to be protecting another legend with Aaron Rodgers. What does that mean to you?
Man, it's an honor. I mean, to protect someone, a future Hall of Famer like Aaron Rodgers, it means everything. And I was already gonna go pretty hard, working my tail off to any team I go to, but now I'm on the same team as him. I mean, got to go even harder now.
Now, you've had such a journey to get here and to this moment. What does it mean to you to finally make all of that hard work and put it into action, and you're becoming an NFL player?
I mean, it's awesome. I mean, this moment, I've been dreaming about it for so long. It took a lot of hard work, dedication, love, and support from my circle. And for me to, get to this point, it means everything. But, this isn't the destination. This is all just a stop, a part of the journey. So I can't wait to just get back to work.
And what did Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh tell you when they called you?
And they're just telling me that they're excited to have me on the team, talking about how they love me as a player and a person. And especially from Mr. Douglas told me to give a big hug to one of my coaches at Penn State that he knows very well.
Perfect. And last but not least, Olu, what are you most looking forward to about playing in New York?
Man, just everything about it. I mean, that's the hot spot in the United States. I mean, that's the media capital of the United States. So to have that opportunity to be exposed to that type of market, and also to play for an organization that has as passionate fans as the Jets. I mean, what more can you ask for as a player?
Olu, we appreciate the time and congratulations on the draft.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, that's the newest Jet, Olu Fashanu. Bali, let me read this description from Dane Brugler in The Beast. His takes a look at every prospect coming out.
Yeah.
He says, as far as Olu is concerned, as a pass blocker, Fashanu moves with athletic body control and is technically diverse with his ambidextrous hands to mix up his timing and sit down versus pass rushers. He finished his career with zero sacks allowed on 733 pass blocking snaps over 29 games. Not bad.
No, it's good. I mean, he's, what I talked about was his consistency.
Yep.
And what's going on with these hands in the league now is, like, it used to be everybody just two-handed punch, but now you got a guide hand, you got a kill hand. You carry your hands low so defenders can't knock them down. There's a real cat-and-mouse game to your hands and how you use them. And when I watch Olu, he's a real technician in how he does that, because eventually he gets his hands on you. When he gets them on you, you can't get them off you.
We talked about the match with Tyron Smith. I really liked what he said to Caroline right there, that he is one of my football inspirations.
Yeah, well, he's already reached out to him.
Yeah.
And so, you know, these young guys, like, they're always looking up. They're always looking at somebody that they can emulate. Somebody, you know, from a size standpoint. All right, six.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
6'6", 312 pounds. Like, very similar in size to Tyron. You know, and so you're looking at somebody that sort of matches your game and how they play and how you want to play. So these kids, I've been down to OL Masterminds and Frisco with Duke Manningweather and a bunch of guys. These kids are coming down in college now, and they're studying from some elite players in the NFL and guys that are in the Hall of Fame. So they want to learn the techniques that are going to allow them to win on Sundays now.
Let's take a look at how this historic draft unfolded. How about the offensive flavor early? We were expecting it. The run of quarterbacks, 1, 2, 3. Marvin Harrison goes 4 to Arizona. Where I thought things got really interesting was the Giants go Malik Nabers out of LSU. Tennessee comes back with the big tackle themselves, J.C. Latham. So Fashanu, of course, the third tackle taken, not the second. I'm correcting myself. But the biggest surprise in the top 10, Michael Penix goes to Atlanta after the Falcons signed Kirk Cousins in free agency. And then finally, a lot of Jets fans had targeted a pass catcher for this team. Nabers goes to the Giants. Harrison, as expected, I think, goes 4 to the Cardinals, and then Roma Dunze pairing him up with Caleb Williams.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, we knew that this was an elite group of wide receivers. They all went prior to the Jets. We knew it was an elite group of tackles, 3 tackles, first 11. We knew the quarterbacks were going to get pushed. We've seen 6 in the first 12 picks. No defensive players. Like, it's an offensive league. That's what teams are trying to do. They're trying to build their offensive power. They're trying to score more touchdowns. Offensive linemen help you do that. They do that by winning in the trenches. And so that's where the Jets are at right now. I think Roma Dunze would have been a terrific star in this building. But look, Chicago could have easily gone defense. They could have gone offensive tackle. They took the wide receiver.
For Jets fans looking for a playmaker, the other person that we talked a lot about during the pre-draft process was Brock Bowers.
Yeah.
He was still on the board after the Jets moved back because they knew Minnesota was going to take J.J. McCarthy. Why Olu better fit right now for this Jets team?
I think the Jets like their tight end room right now. Yeah. I mean, I think they like Tyler Conklin, and they like Jeremy Ruckert. And, you know, so I think they've got a deep room there right now. I think Brock would have been a luxury pick.
Yep.
But I think the insurance that Olu gives you, in case anything happens up front, the way we've seen the last couple of years, when the offense just really couldn't function. Like, it doesn't matter if how many weapons you have if they can't, if you can't get five really good players up front playing together. You have to get that first. And so I don't – look, as much as Brock might have helped this offense, and he's a good blocker too, and an excellent receiver and after the catch, I think you've got to keep the wall as strong as possible in the trenches up front. They've addressed it on the defensive front.
Yep.
I think as talented as anybody in the league right now. The offensive line is now catching up. And that's how Joe Douglas won a championship in Baltimore. It's how he won a championship in Philadelphia and how he hopes to win a championship here with the Jets.
And Tyron Smith is going to be 33 yep. during the 2024 season. And the Cowboys were happy what they got out of him last season. Mm-hmm. He missed four games. He played 13 games. So with that being said, I know a lot of people are looking at this and saying, well, redshirt year. Not necessarily the case.
If Tyron can start 17 games and get to the postseason,
awesome.
That's unbelievable.
Yes.
But if he does miss a couple games, you can hopefully step in with Olu, and your blind side is still going to get protected. You're going to get a guy that's capable of handling the duties. We see rookie tackles that come into this league right now and start and hold their own from their first year. And I expect that from Olu. And so they don't have to do an offensive line shuffle right now. If something would happen to Tyron, something would happen to Morgan. Like, I think they've got a guy in place right now that can step in and maintain the level of play that they want to establish.
Man, how about this draft, though? Six quarterbacks selected in the top 12 picks.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, we knew it was going to be quarterback heavy. But what it says right now is if you want a quarterback, you got to go get it. And the fact is, if you've missed in the past, you go get the next guy. Like, Denver needs a quarterback. They got a quarterback.
Yep.
Yeah. Atlanta wants an insurance policy if something happens to Kirk Cousins. And they want somebody for the long term to fill up Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And so I think when you look at Penix and Bo Nix, they're like with teams right now where they might not have to start right away, but eventually they can become that guy.
Well, the countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft presented by Bud Light. Watch all seven rounds across 3 days, live from tonight, April 25th through the 27th, with NFL Network draft coverage presented by Verizon. Additional coverage on ABC, ESPN, and ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. Now, we got a special treat for you. Let's go out to MetLife Stadium right now and bring in Bart Scott. Matt Backer, what did you think about the Jets moving back one spot in the first round and taking Penn State tackle Olu Fashanu?
Well, first of all, when you talk about it, it's funny because I've been saying Fashanu, and Fashanu, we just discovered that's how you pronounce it a couple of days ago. Well, I tell you what, Jet fans better get used to it because this guy's here to stay, and I think he's going to be a great left tackle for the next 15 years. You know, people talk about maybe he's not the best run passing, run blocking lineman, but he is for sure the best gifted footwork wise pass protecting tackle in this draft. And that includes Joe Alt. Joe Alt does it with, massiveness and length. He does it with footwork, and he's still young, still learning the game. You know, if he would have came out last year, he'd have been the first tackle off the board. You know, so sometimes we try and find things to pick at these kids and push them down. But this guy is a guy that you talk about in this draft. It's a lot of right tackles. In my opinion, it was only two for sure, left tackles. And the Jets moved back, got more draft capital to try and move back and maybe move into the second round. And, you have to tip your hat off to Joe Douglas. You know, once Doomsday – wasn't there, I think it was natural that you go for protection for Aaron.
You know, Bart, just watching Olu play the last 2 years at Penn State, I thought he stayed another year to work on his run blocking. His run blocking got better. But my comp for him, Bart, all along has been Tyron Smith, who's
yes.
here. He, that's who we remind. When Tyron came out at USC, that's what I was thinking when I was watching Olu study him. Like, he's your classic blindside protector. And yes. Lord knows he might be insurance right now, Bart. But yes. I just let him go out there and compete. Like, he's fresh, he's young, he's big. Like, they're going to get value for him. It's not the sexy pick that a lot of Jet fans may have wanted, but it's a good pick for the long term.
I remember, you know, from the other side, watching it as a member of another team, I remember watching the Brickershaw Ferguson pick and a Nick Mangold pick that wasn't sexy picks, but they became the bedrock, the foundation of all the success that the Jets were having in the future. So sometimes you have to understand that, you know, you're in it for the long haul, and this guy is a guy that can be around for a long time. And listen, I'm not worried about him being able to run block. He'll get better at that. He'll learn how to anchor as he matures as a man. But I do know that I have a great pulling left tackle. I have a great pulling center in Tippmann that if he needs a little help, you know, he can always phone a friend.
What do you think of the landscape right now, Bart, as we look ahead? Because Joe Douglas making that savvy move, going back just one spot, picking up more draft assets in the process. The Jets right now have 3 fourth-round picks on the horizon, so a lot of options ahead.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of talent still out there. I mean, hell, I mean, the Jets can go out and figure out how to move into the second round. You know, they have a third-round pick. They can move up. You know, they can sell off future picks. I mean, the future's now. Whenever you have Aaron, a 40-year-old quarterback, you know, who cares about those future picks? You know, if you can use them, they use one for Hassan Reddick. You know, they can use some more to move up and get some talent. I think, you know, this team still could use a big receiver. Who knows? I would love to see them get Jordan Travis, maybe in the fourth round when he's sitting there, a guy who wouldn't be standing around and wouldn't be here if his team was in a national championship if he wouldn't have got hurt. So that's a great person that's going to have a red shirt year that's going to stay here. But you talk about being able to move in the second round. There is so many, you know, skill guys. When you think, and you can go back to Florida State and think about, you know, the big tight end Coleman that they have out there. You know, the Jets have options because they have the draft capital and the equity, and Joe's just getting started. But they had to make sure that Aaron Rodgers could stay upright and they could sustain if, you know, the worst-case scenario happened like happened last year. If Morgan Moses goes down or if Tyron Smith goes down, they have insurance. And you know that Tyron Smith's not going to play at practice a lot. He's going to be on a certain type of regimen, and this young kid is going to be able to pick the ear of a future Hall of Famer and eventually become his replacement.
Hey, 15 seconds or less. What was the atmosphere like at MetLife Stadium tonight? And did people remember you, Bart Scott?
Briefly, I think because I've kept my face in the camera and my voice in the radios, they remember me a little bit, but just a little bit. You know, but now I'm one of these guys that the kids nowadays say that I was born in the 1900s, like I'm on Oregon Trail or something.
Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Bart. Always a pleasure.
Our guy, Bart Scott. Hey, we have to congratulate somebody here because on our pre-draft special, Jets Overtime, Brian Baldinger gave us his mock draft. And with the 10th overall selection, you took Penn State tackle Olu Fashanu. Well, it didn't actually come to fruition as far as where the Jets got Olu Fashanu, but they did get Olu Fashanu, number 11 overall. Not bad, Baldy.
Listen, EA, if you want to win championships, you win in the trenches. All right? It's good if your quarterback can play at a, you know, a Hall of Fame level, but you win in the trenches. So they have upgraded their defensive front. They have upgraded their offensive line. Now you start building the team. There, you've got a lot of other picks here coming in. I'm just not about tooting my horn here. Like, I just know that Joe Douglas knows how you have to, what you need to do to win championships. And that's what this season is all about right now. It's about winning a championship. And it starts up front every day in practice. Iron sharpening iron. All that kind of stuff. And then you need depth to get through a season of 17 games and get into the postseason. And they just added a good piece.
All right, let's get the thoughts of the man coaching this team, and that's Robert Saleh. Here's Ethan Greenberg.
Coach Olu Fashanu, the pick for at number 11 for the New York Jets. Why was he the right pick for you?
Elite pass protector, left tackle, unbelievable human being, and great character, great work ethic. He checks every box.
For a guy like him coming into a lineup with Tyron Smith, Morgan Moses, how beneficial of that, or is that for a guy like him who's so young?
I think it's really beneficial. Usually when a young guy, at least the smart ones, walk into a locker room, they try to find the veteran that does it the right way. And he's going into a room where you've got all the way across the board, not only veterans who do it right, the right way, but you got AVT and Tippmann who do it the right way. John Simpson's grinded through the being drafted fourth, getting cut in the fourth round, getting cut and working his way back into a starting lineup and earning himself a good payday in free agency. And then all the guys who are there, the depth of the roster, a lot of guys who have started a lot of football games for us, it's turned into a really good room.
How important is it after what happened last year, 13 different combinations, to have depth with a guy like now Olu Fashanu?
Yeah, depth is great. You want depth. The old line, and it's not just the Jets problem, it's just across the league, it seems like the old line has been getting hit. But to be able to add depth, quality depth, on top of the guys that we have, and it's exciting. Feel really good about that group.
I think a lot of people who watch the draft see 11th overall pick say, how do we get this guy on the field? This is a unique situation, but just how important is it overall to incorporate a guy early, but also making sure to take the time that he needs to make sure he's the best when he touches the field?
Yeah, he's going to get his reps. Don't confuse that. But at the same time, you know, giving him the time to work at his pace and to be the player that we think he can be for the next 10 to 15 years. He's only 21 years old. He's going to be a player in this league for a long time, and he's walking into a really, really good situation.
Throughout the process, how much time do you spend with prospects, and did you spend any time with Olu? And if so, what did you learn about him as a person?
Yeah, we get our 30 visits. I think our scouts do an unbelievable job kind of giving us the rundown on who these individuals are. And like I said, he's an elite character, a great work ethic. We know exactly what we're getting.
Awesome, Coach. Appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Key point there from Robert Saleh that Olu Fashanu is definitely to get his reps.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the Jets draft right now, they started here Thursday night with the Fashanu selection number 11 overall. But what stands out, they still have that third round selection, but the 3-4s now after the trade with Minnesota, that really provides a lot of flexibility for Joe Douglas moving forward. Do you anticipate, Baldy, that the Jets are going to get into the second round by Friday?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Absolutely. I don't think they're sitting the second round out. I think they got a lot of ammunition there to go after a marquee player that could possibly be a starter or a real contributor right away. I think receiver makes a lot of sense.
Yep.
Linebacker makes a lot of sense. Safety makes a lot of sense. So I don't think they're going to sit idle and wait for the 32 picks in the second round to pass them by. I think they're going to get into the second round and target a particular group of players, probably two or three players, that if they see them coming down the board, I think Joe Douglas is going up to get them.
I'm thinking receiver here because we've been talking for months about how deep this class is. Yes, the three potential stars at the top, but again, a lot of value down the line. That's the prevailing thought process here. And if the Jets are able to get in the second round, there are going to be a lot of guys out there who can come in and help your team immediately in 2024.
I don't think there's any question. And, you know, they still have to kind of wait and see what happens with Mike Williams and when he's going to be ready, you know, to really let it fly and let it rip. And so there's going to be an opportunity for a young kid to come in here and really compete and just make that even a more dangerous core. And so I can certainly see a receiver still coming via this draft.
Unprecedented run here of offensive players. 14 straight, it looks like, to start the 2024
draft.
Latu. Latu goes to the Colts at 15 overall. Byron Murphy goes to Seattle 16. Dallas Turner goes to the Vikings 17. They actually moved up to make that move. Cincinnati gets into the tackle business themselves. With
Marius Mims.
Yep. And then the Rams just take a pass rusher, a very physical rusher from Florida State and Jared Verse. So your thoughts on where we stand right now?
Well, I mean, look, it's kind of folding exactly the way we thought, except that Michael Penix Jr. and Bo Nix went much higher than anybody thought. But we thought quarterbacks would get pushed up, and they did. And so the teams that really coveted a quarterback, they said, we're not waiting. They didn't wait till late in the first round. They took them as they fell, and they didn't pass on them. And so now we're seeing a run on tackles. We're seeing a run right now on pass rushers. Latu, Turner, Verse. That we thought those were three really good players. The top three receivers are gone.
Yep.
Now we're getting to the second tier of receivers. And to the cornerbacks. Okay, the cornerbacks are coming probably next. Look out for Philadelphia. And Dallas probably will continue that run of offensive tackles.
But as we close here on Thursday night, we're circling those three fours and wondering what Joe Douglas' next move is going to be, because this was his 10th trade involving draft picks, 7th trade down in all. He's moved up 3 times. Now we're anticipating
tonight,
next move.
You know what you do tonight, EA? Tonight you go reset your board.
Yep.
Okay, now you're saying, okay, these guys are off the board. Now who's next? And so now you trust your board. Now you're in the second round, and you're like, okay, boy, he's still there. He's still there. You're like, okay, what's it going to take? Pick up the phone. Let's make a call. Let's just see what it would take to go get one of these targeted players that's still high on the board.
Olu Fashanu is a New York Jet, and this man predicted it weeks ago on Jets Overtime. We're going to have to sign off for now, but we will be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock before round 2. And just because the Jets don't have a second-round selection right now doesn't mean they won't have one by the time we get going on Friday. For Baldy, Caroline Hendershot, and Ethan Greenberg, and everybody here at 1JD, we're signing off.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.